On the Navajo Nation, high school graduations tend to be big celebrations with lots of extended family. But this year, the ceremonies are happening remotely because of COVID-19. From KUER Southeast News Bureau, Kate Gretzinger has more on how schools there are celebrating.
It's a bright and blustery day at Monument Valley High School, and the graduation decorations in the courtyard keep blowing away. Principal Spencer Singer stands outside in front of the school, which is located in the heart of Monument Valley. Red sandstone buttes rise up in the background as seniors arrive to get their diplomas.
So yeah, they're coming in individually with small groups. Bye-bye. And they'll do kind of their own little walk. So then we bring them in here and we're taking pictures in here. We have a green screen set up.
Crystal Sosi is one of them. She's dressed in the outfit she planned to wear on graduation day. It's a Navajo ribbon skirt her mother sewed out of sunflower fabric, along with moccasins and lots of turquoise. But she says this is not how she expected to end high school after seeing her three older siblings graduate.
I was really upset about it, but we can't really do anything about it. We just got to push through and just keep our heads up. And we still have college, so there's nothing wrong with that.
Sosi's not the only one who's disappointed with the change, says Principal Singer. Graduation is a big deal here, since students have to overcome many challenges to finish high school. Singer says almost half the students at Monument Valley High lack electricity or running water at home, and most don't have internet either, which means they have to stay after school every day to finish their homework.
So when the kids are able to make it to graduation, I feel like it's kind of a celebration of life, of still being successful and thriving to some extent.
Normally, around 800 people pack into the school gym to celebrate a class of around 30 graduating seniors. But since the Navajo Nation now has a higher infection rate than any U.S. state, high schools here have had to adjust their graduations to keep students and families safe. Sosi's mother says she understands why the school decided not to hold a ceremony, and she says her daughter will be okay.
She's our sunflower. She keeps blooming. She keeps making us happy. So she's gonna follow her dreams.
Sosi, who wants to be a nurse, technically graduated today when the school released a video of the seniors on Facebook, and her family is planning to celebrate tonight with a small party. Whitehorse High School in Montezuma Creek is also making a video to celebrate their 41 seniors after Principal Kim Schaefer canceled the ceremony back in April.
I feel like people are disappointed and disheartened, but they're not angry because they understand this isn't something that Mrs. Schaefer's doing to them.
Schaefer says the school is also not allowing seniors to pick up their diplomas in person. That turned out to be a good choice, since some of the students have recently tested positive for COVID-19. Instead, she asked everyone to send in videos and photos of themselves in their caps and gowns, which she included in the graduation film. And she says the seniors had to get creative, since many of them don't have internet or cell service at home.
They did some video on their phone, and then they would go up the mesa in order to send it to me.
KSL is planning to air the Whitehorse graduation video on Saturday, and Schaefer says the students can't wait to be on TV.
This little tiny school is up there with some really big city schools, you know. It's a big deal to our community.
The video will air tomorrow at 9 a.m. Kate Gretzinger, KUER News.